Today is Thursday, July 24th, 2025, and my name is Adam. Hello, everyone, and welcome to Geeky Gay. This is the show where I talk about my life 5 days a week, and you listen. And today is no different. It is National Thermal Engineer Day. It's also National Cousins Day, National Drive-Thru Day. Oh, I should go through a drive-thru today, but I'm not. I'm cooking. It's National Amelia Earhart Day, or Earhart. It's also National Tequila Day, and last but not least, National Refreshment Day. Do with that what you will. Because they have a picture of beer, but I feel like lots of things could be refreshing. You could take a shot of pickle juice. That could be refreshing. You could even eat a little salad, and that could be a refreshing salad. You could eat an orange, and that could be a refreshing orange. So there are so many things that can be refreshing. We do have contact, so we will go ahead and start there as per usual. Leo says, hi, sorry, yes, I knew it was your mom, not stepmom. Sorry about that. Oh, it's okay. Just, you know, letting everyone else know in case they didn't. Also, it's not Sydney missing your mom or liking being at your mom's. It's just that she probably wants extra attention when you get back, and she prefers home, so she's acting that way. Some animals actually pee or poop in the wrong place for attention after owners are away for a bit. At least it's nothing serious. P.S. Hopefully I'm not fact-checked. Like Alice, there, I said it, was with that Dole Whip, too. That's all for now. Aw, Leo, by the way. I don't know if I said that, but Leo. Well, thanks for that, Leo. Yeah, so the thing about it is, and I feel like I've now beaten this horse to death. But the thing about it is, it's gross, but it's like messy diarrhea, which she has no control over. It's not like she can say, okay, I'm emotionally distraught. If it's just, hey, the dog pooped or peed in the wrong place, like they came home and then they peed on the carpet or something, then you could say, oh, they're acting out because, you know, XYZ. But she's not acting out. She's literally having diarrhea that she can't control. So I don't know. That's why I think, and I know it's not anything serious. I know it goes away after a few days. So either way, I know she's not going to have long-lasting problems from it. It's more of an inconvenience for us because she has long hair, so if she has loose stool, sorry guys, if you're eating your breakfast, but if she has loose stool, then it gets in her hair and then we have to wash her and it's a whole process. And it adds 30 minutes to an hour to a walk or whatever, because we have to bring her in, we have to wash her down, and then you have to dry her because you can't just let her hair naturally dry. It gets all wavy and weird and it'll get mangled or tangled. So it's just it's a big thing. And so it would be nice if that didn't happen every time. And it doesn't always happen, but it tends to happen when she's gotten foods that she's not used to. If we change her dog food, even here, you know, at home, sometimes she'll have a upset stomach reaction to that. So that's why I think it is. But there you go. All right, well, we do have a voicemail as well, so I'll go ahead and hopefully play that, not have any issues here. Let me just pull that up and play
Hello,
that.
Hello, Adam.
Hello.
Hope you're doing well.
I am doing perfect.
This is Dennis from Falls Church. I just listened to Tuesday's episode about food. Cooking, more food, more cooking, more food.
It is, you guys. I'm telling you, and I'm pausing him for a second. I know this has become a bit of a cooking show, so I hope everyone who listens to this show enjoys cooking and hearing about cooking. But one of the big things that I do every day is cook. And because I cook dinner almost every, other than when we go and get fast food, which my willpower. You know, either I don't feel like cooking or I don't feel like eating any home cooked food, and then I want to go get fast food. But other than that, I cook every night. And so we're going to talk about something I cooked at the end of this show, because nothing else happened. I didn't go anywhere. I worked, but there's only so much I can say about that. And so we're going to talk about that again, but let's keep going. Ooh.
So much for my diet today. You've just made me hungry.
Oh, I'm sorry.
I just look forward to listening tomorrow to the recipe of the pork roast you cooked.
Oh, yeah, I gave that.
It sounds divine. Anyways, I'm glad.
It was good. You guys, I have to tell you guys this because it kind of hurt my feelings a little bit. But we were talking. I was talking about the pork roast with Mark because I thought it was a. I thought I did a really good job. Look, I struggle with meat. Now I've perfected my filet because I sous vide my filet mignon, and I get a pan really hot. Like 3 to 4 or 5 minutes with nothing in it, just with the heat on, get my pan super hot. I just brush a little bit of olive oil on the steak itself because I'm trying to conserve calories. But instead of pouring oil into the pan, I just brush a little bit on the meat because all you need is a little bit of oil, right? So I do that, and then I press the steak down into the pan, and I give it. Now I just do like 3 minutes on one side, and then I'll look at it and see if it looks brown enough. And if it is, I'll add the butter. I'll add a tablespoon of butter, a couple tablespoons of butter, and garlic. And if I have rosemary or something like that, I'll add that and then spoon it over. But I take the steak out almost immediately because I don't want to get it overcooked. And then I keep foaming the butter with the garlic. And then I take that off the heat, and when I plate everything, I pour the garlic butter over the steak. It's really good. Anyway, because I don't want the steak to get overdone, and if I try to baste it in the pan after I've already sous vide it, I'm risking overcooking it. So that's the reason I do that. But anyway, the pork, Mark and I were discussing it, and I was like, did you like it? Because I thought it turned out really good. I had a gravy on the bottom. I had a chimichurri type sauce on the top. So you had your richness and your creaminess. You had your sharpness and your acidity from the chimichurri. You had the umami from the meat, and the meat was tender. It was nice and pink on the inside and safely cooked pink. And I thought it was really good. And then Mark goes, yeah, it was really good. He's like, I was concerned because sometimes your pork can be dry. I was like, how dare you? But, you know, even at my age, I'm still learning how to make things the best. And it is easy to overcook a pork chop. It's hard to find thick cut pork chops anymore. Especially we grocery shop at Walmart. And most of the pork chops are thin cut, so you barely touch the pan and you've overcooked it. And if I want to get any kind of sear on it, I want to sear it in a pan, but to make sure I am safe and I get it to the right temperature, I like to sous vide them. The pork loin is a good option because it's bigger and thicker. So when you sear the outside, you don't get it too overdone. Anyway, we're still on this voicemail. Let's keep going.
You're well. I'm glad you guys had a great trip. I'm leaving in August to do a cruise to Alaska. So
that'll be fun.
Looking forward to that. I'm going to be going on the Cunard Line out of Seattle. Anyways, you also had talked about church and playing music for your church and going to your church. I understand. Personally, I was probably in the same boat as you were for years. And now I'm going to the Methodist Church and just absolutely love the Methodist Church. They're so open and accepting.
I would.
Anyways, they're always looking for musicians. So if you want to check out the Methodist Church sometime. I know it's your personal church. They're always looking for brass players. Anyway, I've gained 10 pounds today listening to Tuesday's episode.
Me too.
I haven't even ate anything, so I just wanted to let you know that. Have a great day. Talk to you soon. Bye. Hello.
Oops. Don't want to play it again. Thanks for the call, Dennis. I appreciate that. And yeah, it's been a little while since I've heard from you, so I appreciate that. I was going to tell you guys about something that I made yesterday, but I really don't have enough time to go into detail. So yeah, all I really did yesterday was I went into the office in the morning, and then I came home and, well, because I needed to get medicine for Sydney. So I picked up medicine. So I worked for half a day, picked up medicine for Sydney, came home. And I'm out of time, so I can't tell you anymore. All right, for more episodes, well, you can go to geekygay.com. You can email me, adamburns.uk@gmail.com. You can call or text 479-221-9393. And you can find many more LGBT and LGBTQ+ friendly podcasts at pride48.com. I'll talk to you guys tomorrow. Bye, everyone.
This show is a proud member of the Pride 48 Podcasting Network. Check out more great shows at pride48.com.